If you don't love America, the exit is to your left. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Space, the final frontier.
Welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Remember, coming up at 5:45, your chance to win fantabulous prizes, including tickets to the infinite, this out-of-this-world experience on the International Space Station through virtual reality. Yet another reason why you should keep your radio tuned to 570 KVI left on your dial, right on the issues. Also, you can stream us at KVI.com and at 101.5-3 on HD Radio. Speaking of the infinite, Mike and I had the opportunity to head on down there with our families this weekend to check it out for ourselves in person. And I got to say, it was an experience. It was a lot of fun. When we had the designer in studio, he was good telling me how they did it and the whole process. But once you actually see the thing put together, it's amazing. Now, the fascinating thing was my kids, actually. Because I bring my two teenage sons who have Oculuses in the basement and their eyes are glued to these things all the time. And I expected them to come out and go, you know, like teenagers do. And instead, they were very impressed with it. I will say, the thing I enjoyed the most was not the parts in the actual space station when you're wandering through the corridors of the space station, but the part when you're actually out in space watching them do the EVAs. Where I think it may have been a little lacking was there was this one part where they sit you down in a chair and they had me all built up where I thought we were going to be blasting off into space. That's not their fault. That's just stupid people like me who was expecting like a shuttle ride or something, which would have been really cool. So I'll just say for the next iteration, that would be pretty awesome, guys. But aside from that, I loved it. Mike, what'd you think?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, out of this world doesn't seem like words enough to describe it. This was a really cool experience. And again, kind of picking up from when the nice folks from The Infinite came in. And first, before we get too far, I want to thank our friends from Allied Global Marketing.
Oh, yes.
For really putting this together. Ashley reached out to me and said, hey, you and Ari are kind of into this stuff. And, and you know, and then Kim came up with the folks, and it, so I treasure our partnership with Allied, and I was really glad that they were able to help make this opportunity happen. But yeah, the experience was very interesting. We talked about when they came up for the demo, and what they did was they put us in our studio chairs and put the headset on, and you got to experience this true 360 view. They ran maybe like, what, 5 minutes of footage of the International Space Station, which in itself is incredible and breathtaking. But when you go to the actual thing and experience the infinite down at the Tacoma Armory, it's going on until September 5th. And the website for that to check it out is theinfiniteseattle.com. And I'll have that link in the podcast show notes. But it's so much more immersive than just what we were doing here in the chairs. Like, you have the helmet, you have the earphones, and you have a place to walk around and interact with these exhibits. And one of the things you just started talking about, Ari, was the experience of looking outside and seeing like the spacewalk and all of that other stuff. I kind of want to paint a picture of kind of what this thing is. Basically, the virtual reality is you're kind of like in a 3D model replica of the International Space Station, and it seems like it's pretty much to scale because I think it's relatively small and cramped up there. So when you're walking through this virtual space, you kind of get to feel some of that claustrophobia that the astronauts do. It was really kind of surreal in that aspect. But basically what they have is they have these interactive video clips, or they call them orbs, basically. You've got like the view helmet on, and as you're walking through, there's these glowing orbs that when you touch it, which incidentally, I don't do a whole lot of virtual reality.
No,
so like this whole thing, like when they put the helmets on and we could see each other,
mm-hmm.
and like you put your hands in front of your eyes and you can see a, you know, digital representation of your hands. It was interesting. It was definitely an experience. But basically what you do is you interact with these orbs and it shows you footage that was taken inside and outside of the space station. And this thing is built for repeat experiences because there are more orbs and video experiences than you have time for.
Right. So, like, for example, I was talking about this scene where two astronauts are chucking a football between each mm-hmm. other. And I was asking you if you saw it. I was asking your wife if you saw it. I was asking my boys if they saw it. I was asking KVN listener dude who joined us if he saw it,
Joseph,
too.
Yeah.
Joseph, right. And nobody saw it but me.
Yeah.
So meaning you can go to you can do this thing 10 times and you won't have the same experience any one of them because so different. See, me, for example, I spent all my time outside mm-hmm. the space station looking for as many orbs as I could. It was dumb luck I found the football because I saw a football floating there and I'm like, why is a football floating
interesting.
Here? So yeah, it's fascinating because you won't necessarily repeat the same experience.
Well, and they filmed more than 250 hours worth of stuff, and they were up there for like 2.5 years filming stuff, mostly during the pandemic, ironically enough. So it was
Did you see the section on the pandemic?
There's
there's one astronaut who's sitting there going, I don't know what's going on back on Earth, but it doesn't sound good.
It's an interesting moment in time that it captures. But I thought it was really cool. It's very much a once in a lifetime experience, and I think even us describing it here on the radio still doesn't quite do it the justice because we're talking about just like walking around in a room with VR helmets, but the experience is so thoroughly immersive that you truly have to experience it for yourself. Not only do you need to go, you need to take your friends and go multiple times.
Yes.
I just thought it was absolutely incredible.
So what you should do is you should take your family down to the Tacoma Armory now through September 5th. Mm-hmm. You'll have your opportunity to go on board the International Space Station virtually at The Infinite. Check out their website, The Infinite Seattle. Also, check out their social media where you can see funny images of me and Mike in our headsets wandering around all over the place, especially here in the studio. It's very entertaining. And don't forget about your chance to win free tickets to The Infinite coming up at 5:45 during our Good News giveaway. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.